Julian Castro's 7 Most Outlandish Statements by Kyle Morris on January 2, 2020. Democrat presidential hopeful Julian Castro ended his campaign for the White House on Thursday and said it simply isn't our time to secure the Democrat nomination for president. With Castro out of the race, Breitbart News reflects on some of his most radical statements and opinions. In no particular order, here are 7 moments where Castro raised serious doubt. 1. Transgender men have the right to abortion funds. In June of 2019, during the Democrat presidential debate, the former Secretary of Housing and Urban Development claimed that transgender men would have access to abortion funds under his health plan. Castro said at the time, "I don't believe only in reproductive freedom, I believe in reproductive justice. And, you know, what that means is that just because a woman, or let's also not forget someone in the trans community, a trans female, is poor, doesn't mean they shouldn't have the right to exercise that right to choose. And so I absolutely would cover the right to have an abortion." 2. Extended access to health care for illegal aliens is the right thing to do. Also in June of 2019, Castro stated during an appearance on ABC's This Week that his effort to include illegal aliens in his health care plan was the right thing to do. "What I would like every American taxpayer to know is that right now, number one, undocumented immigrants already pay a lot of taxes," Castro said on the issue. "Secondly, we already pay for the health care of undocumented immigrants. It's called the emergency room. People show up in the emergency room and they get care, as they should," Castro added. "And then third, it is the right thing to do. We're not going to let people living in this country die because they can't see a doctor. That's not who we are as Americans. 3. We're going to have to raise taxes." Last July, Castro was asked about taxes in America and was posed the question, "How can the nation pay its bills without raising taxes?" Castro admitted that he would raise taxes on the American people and repeal the Trump tax cuts, which have benefited millions of Americans. "Well, I think that part of the answer is that we're going to have to raise taxes," Castro responded. "We're going to begin by repealing and replacing the Trump tax cuts." According to Americans for Tax Reform, repealing the GOP tax cuts would financially affect many Americans. Americans for Tax Reform reported, a family of four earning the median income of $73,000 would see a $2,000 tax increase, and a single parent with one child making $41,000 would see a $1,300 tax increase. 4. Ya basta. After a mass shooting in El Paso, Texas, last August, Castro took aim at President Donald Trump by purchasing an advertisement on Fox News and blamed him for the shooting. He also shared the video to his Twitter feed with the caption "A message for real Donald Trump." "President Trump, you refer to countries as shitholes," Castro says as the ad opens. "You urged American congresswomen to go back to where they came from. You called immigrants rapists. As we saw in El Paso, Americans were killed because you stoked the fire of racists," Castro added as he stood in an empty Iowa warehouse. "Innocent people were shot down because they look different from you. Because they look like me. They look like my family." Castro concluded with, "Ya basta," a Spanish phrase for enough. 5. Congress should force presidential candidates to release 10 years of their tax returns. Last April, Castro said he believed that Congress should pass a law that requires people who are running for president to submit 10 years of their tax returns. Castro stated at the time, "It is astonishing that this president still has not released his taxes, even though he said at one point that he would, and then he said he was under audit. Now, it's gone so far that Congress is looking for those tax returns, and I hope they get them. Because it's clear that he has something to hide." 6. President Trump wants a nation in his own image. In addition to blaming him for the El Paso shooting last August, Castro also claimed during an appearance on CNN that President Trump wants a nation in his own image. "I think this policy is just terribly misguided and that the real agenda behind it is that Donald Trump just wants a nation in his own image," Castro said. "He wants to keep certain people out, only let certain people in. And this is not the spirit we should move forward with." 7. The border crisis is BS, Trump treats immigrants like animals. During an appearance on CNN's New Day last April, Castro said the Trump administration's declaration of a national emergency at the U.S.-Mexico border was BS. I don't believe their narrative, Castro said. I don't believe the BS that women and children who are fleeing dangerous circumstances present a national security threat to this country. Right now, this administration is playing games with undocumented immigrants, not allowing them to present their claim for asylum at the border, keeping them caged in pens, he added. Folks probably saw the other day, for instance, the visuals out of El Paso. They were under a bridge, fenced in a pen, treated like animals. Follow Kyle on Twitter at RealKyleMorris and Facebook.